The Vestavia Hills City Schools, along with the superintendent and the city, face a lawsuit alleging they're improperly withholding public information on COVID-19 masking and safety protocols. WBHM's Kyra Miles reports on the lawsuit filed by two parents last month.
Brian Malcolm says he felt stonewalled by the school district. As a parent of two young kids, he was first just curious about how the Board of Education made decisions about mask requirements in schools. But now, after 5 months, it's more than that.
I want to be clear. This particular lawsuit is not about COVID. This lawsuit is actually about the obligations of a public agency to disclose public writings to the public. In other words, this lawsuit is about transparency in government.
Malcolm says it's frustrating, but according to Dennis Bailey, an expert in media law, that's typical for Alabama's Open Records Act. It's a law that allows citizens the right to view state or local public records.
Problem is that the statute that we're talking about, it doesn't have any time frames. It doesn't have any cost estimates. It doesn't have any procedures that have to be followed. It doesn't have any penalties if you don't follow.
Basically, agencies can take as long as they want, charge as much as they want, and often don't face consequences, which is why Malcolm, who is also an attorney, felt like he had no other choice but to file a lawsuit.
This lawsuit is designed to change how the Board of Education deals with these type requests and to seek more transparency from the Board of Education to the stakeholders, which are parents of the kids of Vestavia Hills City Schools.
There is a federal statute that protects school records related to students, but none that would protect something like the research school board members did to reach a decision about masking. The Vestavia Hills School Board has said they believe they have been in full compliance with the law. The district has until late March to respond to the complaint, but could request an extension. Kyra Miles, WBHM.